Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Dylon hanging out with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Allie mentioned it a minute ago. Yesterday, Bo and I got a chance to catch up with a very special person. That's Logan Sargent. He is a driver in the IMSA WeatherTech sports car circuit. I'm going to butcher that so bad. And I actually am a fan of what IMSA is able to do. I don't know if you guys have ever watched some of these races. They've got the Motul Petit Le Mans coming up October 8th to 11th at Road Atlanta. And I just, that was the first thing I asked off the top. I said, Logan, dude, how do you go about preparing for a track as unique as Road Atlanta?
Yeah, well, firstly, thanks for having me. But no, it's going to be a good one. You know, it's one of those endurance races that you sort of put on the level of Le Mans, Daytona when it comes to endurance. So that's obviously a big one for us and one we look forward to. But, no, it's a super challenging track, you know. You start in the middle of the day, and by the end of the race, it's pitch black. So you have a lot of changing conditions throughout it. But nonetheless, you're always weaving in and out of traffic. There's not much runoff. So it's a challenging race and one you have to stay super focused for. And on top of that is the physical demand. So, man, it's a tough one, but it's a fun one, and it's one we look forward to trying to do good at.
And Logan, I got so many questions for you talking about Formula One and just kind of where you know, the differences in some of these, but you just brought something that just took another one, talking about the conditions and how you start at one point in the day and then as the race goes on. And yeah, Mike and I do iRace, but we were also big racing fans, so we've kind of got that knowledge of how track can change. But how does that process go between you and your crew and talking with them on the radio and such about, you know, what the car's doing and you're trying to adapt with the track and the weather conditions as they change?
I mean, it changes a lot. Compared to Formula One, where we could change a lot of things within the car, we can't do so in the LMP2 car. So there's only so much you can do. It's more information for your teammates, you know, trying to help them understand what they're going to be stepping into and the issues that they might face and how to get around it. So that's one big thing. And one big thing you don't do in Formula One, right? Normally that's a single person sport with, you know, no teammate that you're trying to help. So that's a big difference. But, you know, you're always trying to just update the team on sort of how the tires are holding up through an entire stint. If any rain's coming down, you know, to start getting ready to potentially change to wet tires. But it's a very different feel to what I come from. But no, that's all kind of the fun side of endurance, right?
Yeah. Finishing up here with Logan Sargent, driver in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, and obviously getting you guys set for the Petit Le Mans coming up at Michelin Raceway at Road Atlanta. I guess one of the things I want to finish up with, Logan, is let's talk about the fan experience. It's different than most other motorsports, and I think that's really one of the cool things about motorsports in general, the connections that young fans can kind of create with drivers, with some of their heroes, some of the you know, the gladiators, if you will, that are out there doing battle on the track. Talk about your experience with some of the fans and just how cool it is to get in front of some of these, you know, young kids. Like I said, mine's 5 years old. He looks at race car drivers like they are absolute heroes.
No, that's awesome. That's always awesome to see. We really enjoy that. And, you know, we just had Indianapolis the other day, and, you know, I was, you know, surprised the amount of fans that were in the paddock and and how many fans that, you know, interact with the drivers. And I think that's really cool. And we had a great signing session out front of the team, and it really is nice, and especially to connect with the U.S. fans, because I only had a couple opportunities at that, you know, previously in my career. Yeah. And to be able to see more of them now that I'm racing back in America is also really cool.
Logan, Mike, and I think we've let you know we love all forms of racing. I've watched a lot of Formula One. I've watched growing up it was all NASCAR, and now NASCAR has the playoffs. And I know you guys have a championship system and point system as well. And when you're driving, like, your goal is to win a race no matter what. When you get in a car, we're all competitors, right? Do you race guys differently, though, if you know that they're racing for a championship? I know you haven't, you know, if you haven't been in the whole season or whatever, do you race them differently knowing they have a chance to win a title? Or is it still that same mindset? Because I don't even know, with what you're doing, with the skill it takes and to be at the top of your game, that you can have any mindset other than I'm trying to win the race?
No, I think it's actually opposite. I think if you're not racing for the championship, you treat everyone, you know, the same, and that's, I'm coming through one way or the other. I think it comes down to the person who's fighting for the championship to, you know, make smart decisions and, you know, understand the position they're in. So, no, I mean, every time I get in, it's, you know, we're going for it.
I love that. What Bo is trying to tell you is that he wrecked me in iRacing the other day when I was going for a win, and he felt bad about it. So I just kind of, he's trying to lick his wounds after that one, but it happens to the best of us, man. Hey, Logan Sargent, appreciate you so much for hanging out with us. That's Logan Sargent. He is the driver of the number 52. He will be out there at Michelin Road Atlanta for the Petit Le Mans coming up October 8th through 11th. Good luck, my friend. We'll be watching.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, buddy. That's awesome stuff, man. Such a cool event out there at Road Atlanta. If you haven't been out to that facility, it's absolutely incredible. It's out in Braselton. They'll do 10 hours. It's 10 hours of racing that he'll be a part of. And if you haven't followed Logan Sargent's career, he is an absolute, I mean, he is the American Formula One driver. He is the flag bearer for, sports car championship, open wheel racing, things like that, karting throughout the world. So he's done a lot of good stuff, and that's going to be a cool event that's coming up October 8th through 11th out there at Road Atlanta. So make sure you head over to Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta.com to check out all the information on that.
I do have to ask you, because you and Bo have mentioned the iRacing thing. You guys are both very into it. But at times, like Bo has mentioned, like Amy's like, that's the nerdiest thing you've ever
done.
It's kind of a nerdy thing.
Sure.
Do you ever get a little bit like shy when you're asking someone like Logan Sargent?
Absolutely not.
No.
Like, no. You know why? Because I know he does it.
Birds of a feather.
All of the racers do it. And he mentioned when I brought up iRacing, he's like, yeah, I'm actually, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to go head over to my steering wheel in front of my computer and get on iRacing. And he was like, no, don't get it twisted. It's not, I'm not practicing. But yeah, he was like, it's cool to kind of just lay eyes on the course. And what you have to understand, Allie, okay, this is not just a simple, they're just getting into a, you know, these video games coming out. They bring a scanner, like a complete 3D scanning machine out of these tracks and scan every bump and everything along the way. So, yeah, it's real, okay? It's
hey,
real.
Listen, I watch Gran Turismo. I know that you could become a real racer off these things.
There you go. And there has been multiple people in NASCAR that have done that.
That's why it's not a video game. It's a simulation.
That's right. It's a simulator, okay? I've told the story on here about Josh Berry, who raced against Dale Earnhardt Jr. on iRacing, and they got it talking, and Josh was like, yeah, I actually race in real life, do some stuff at Nashville Fairground Speedway. Before you know it, he's sending Dale some of his in-car clips, and Dale's watching his clips going, man, this guy's really good.
Huh.
And then he moves to Charlotte, sleeps in Dale Jr.'s basement for a couple of months, catches on with the team, and he now races in the Cup Series. Like, it just happens. And it's, you know what? When I'm, like, in my 50s and my kids are going to college, I might do the same thing.
That's pretty cool.
You know
cool.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I might do the same thing.
Yeah. No, understandable.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Switching gears a little bit, turning our attention to the Falcons. Throughout the show today, we're going to be giving out grades after the first quarter of games. Right now, you know, we're four games into the season on a bye this week. Next game is home against Buffalo next Monday. We're 2-2. Had some great games. Had some not so great games. So it's time to give the guys up at Flowery Branch their first quarter grades. Mike, let's start with the Falcons secondary. How would you rate them?
I think this is such a thing about me. I had a hard time doing this because I think you have to look at this one of two ways. And I know Dylan was talking about this, and we'll get his as well. You have to look at it one of two ways. Is it your grade versus what the expectation is? Is it outcome versus what your expectation was? Or is it just, let me compare this to every other team in the NFL, and is this a championship caliber or secondary or what have you? You know what I mean? I don't think I had many expectations for the secondary. I wasn't even sure in the offseason if Mike Hughes was going to come back, if Dee Alford was going to come back, how Billy Bowman would work out, how Xavier Watts would work out as rookie draft picks. From that angle, I'm giving them an A. I'm not even going A-. I'm giving them a straight-up A. It's not an A+. Mm-hmm. There's still been a little bit of miscommunication. Xavier Watts has been beat a couple of times. The fact that A.J. Terrell has been dinged up, though, and the fact they have two rookies starting in our secondary, A. 100% A. Jeff Ulbrich's brought all the fire. I give them an A for a first-quarter grade. They've been nothing short of impressive.
I'm not too far off from that because when I was talking about this earlier, the Carolina game for me left such a salty taste in my mouth that I almost want to dock every single position group at least one letter grade, but I didn't end up doing that. So for the secondary, I think I'll go A-, just because, like you said, the miscommunication, but you do have to take into account, like Mike said, Billy Bowman has turned out to be legit. He looks like he's a really good draft pick. Xavier Watts, he's been a ball-hawking machine so far as well. And then when you take into account A.J. Terrell being out for the last two games and how they've accounted for that and how they dealt with that. Dee Alford stepping up in A.J.'s spot and Jesse Bates being Jesse Bates, the all-pro that he is.
Let's go.
I think you have to be at least – I think they can't get any lower than A-, and I can't argue with an A.
Yeah. I Paul's, by the way, just going back about 30 seconds ago.
What did I say?
Yeah.
I feel like Bo now. I don't know what I said.
He said he had to get this salty taste out of his mouth. Let's move on from there.
Hey, yo.
Let's talk about the fact that the Falcons are only giving up 135 yards per game passing. I'm such a positive Falcons fan that I always have to approach these things and go, okay, what's the negative person saying? You know what I mean? And I just genuinely can't come up with that much. Like, I'm just sitting there going, Xavier Watts has multiple interceptions. Billy Bowman's been great. You always, you know, and you're without A.J. Terrell right now.
Mike Hughes has continued to be solid as well, too, on the other side.
Right. And so it's like I was borderline going to give him an A+. I'm going to stick with A, though, but it's so much better than I ever imagined it would be.
I can tell you the negative person, though, is taking it game by game, and they're giving him a fail for Carolina, and so this is not averaging out to an A.
Yeah.
That's what the negative person would do.
I think that's fair. And, I mean, I understand that. I don't think it's fair, but I understand that.
And just real quick, too, when we talk about this secondary, well, I can't think of one personally. Maybe y'all can, but I can't think of one play personally where, yes, they've been beat on some deep balls, and that's just going to happen. But even when they were beat, when Mbuka beat, who was, I think, Mike Hughes in week one, he was still in great faith. 100%. He was right there. It was just a dot from Baker.
And the one before that, I think, was Xavier Watts.
Yeah.
The same way.
And it was just a great throw. So this secondary has not just been completely beat. There hasn't been too many blown coverages. I mean, they've been right there when they give up the big plays.
Completely agree.
Well, we've got more grades to hand out. It's 7 a.m., but coming up next, we're going to get into an injury Alabama is going to have to work through and preview a few week 6 games in college football. And we've got my Allie Mac Drop. It's bye week, so we've got a brand new game today. Probably the only time we can use this game. The game is called The Answer is Bye. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.